You've heard of him, Mike, because we played his work on the air. He was part of that Justin Bieber roast not too long ago. Now, Pete Davidson, for those who do not know, is a New Yorker who lost his father on 9/11. His dad was a firefighter.
You remember him from the Bieber roast, I believe, and he was the one
That's
making 9/11 dad jokes.
Well, hey, we're setting him up here, Danny.
What?
That's what we're doing. We're setting all this up.
Yeah, that's why I was helping and jumping in. Do you want me to just be quiet and sit here?
No, well, no, no. You do what you want.
No, I'm playing the audio here. That's where we're what we're getting to here.
Okay.
It's no worries.
Little discussion beforehand wouldn't hurt.
I know. But anyway, so
Donovan Lewis and Norm Hitchens
so
are the Normandy Invasion, storming the sports beaches tomorrow, 10 till noon, on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Tick.
The Ticket does produce defiant producers.
It builds up, dude.
It just builds up, dude.
It's 5 till 2. The Bob and Dan radio program. Today we're featuring Julie.
What?
And Jake.
One more time.
And Mino, who remembers being in Driver's Ed. And listening to Bob.
10 and 2.
All right, the new thing that we are falling in love with, and it's kind of replaced aggressiveness in my...
There's room for both.
People are telling me they just heard this audio, you got to find it. It's not listening. That apparently this happens so often, maybe we need to go back through archives of many years ago just to see how often this happens, because we're finding it more and more these days.
More and more.
Here's an old one I found that just made me giggle that I don't yet know if you recall from the NFL.
By the way, it was the first catch for Martellus Bennett, who's with his fifth team over the last 7 years. Dallas, Giants, Chicago, New England, won a ring last year, wanted to go back to the Patriots. Now he's in Green Bay.
That's his fifth team in the last 6 years, so he's had a hard time finding a place to stick around.
I like it.
Well, like what five teams? Do you want to?
So we have a few more to get to. Somebody sent me this earlier this month. They said, hey, were you listening to the Rangers? And I said, I was not listening. Ha, 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 get it? They said, hey, guess what? CJ also wasn't listening. I don't think Dave Raymond calls Dave him out like we would. Raymond. But
opening game of this three-game set. Right back
see if this
here
one's
again
any good.
Tomorrow. Blue Jays haven't named a starter for tomorrow. They have a, I guess you could call it a plan, a tentative starter perhaps. It depends on how the game goes here today. But Pannone, the lefty, was a guy they were certainly very seriously considering. There's a strike, and it's 1-2.
They talk about tomorrow's starter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that have they announced it yet?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
They're waiting to see this, how this one went, right?
Right.
So I think you feel pretty good about that, unless
exactly
18 innings.
Exactly.
I wonder if
exactly.
It's exactly what I said
exactly.
For like 30 seconds.
1-2.
Do you think we always like that? Do you think the rise of Twitter and the rise of not listening? Are they are on parallel paths? And is there a reason? Is one leading to the other? Like, certainly CJ is looking through comments or something else, right? While Dave
okay,
is talking.
Okay, I thought you were talking
just
about...
Just as you and I have done to each other.
The reporting of not listening. That's what I think the real issue here is. You didn't have an avenue. It didn't feel like it ranked for an email. But now
you just didn't have other stuff.
We are multitasking. There's no doubt. And...
Like, Harry Carey never had anything else to look at but the game.
No, my wife would not be a good sports broadcaster in this regard. Because when she's either sending or receiving a text, I think the rest of the world goes completely silent to her.
Well, I don't want to criticize my wife for not listening to me because...
It's a two-way street.
I haven't heard a word she said in years. Let's go to the Morning Musers, our second Musers audio piece of the day. Someone reported this last Thursday. They said, hey, There was a good not listening on the Musers.
Hey, here's another one that I had not heard of.
Okay, they're talking about a recent article out, very good article in Sports Illustrated, about Nelly's imprint, Don Nelson's imprint on this year's NBA playoffs.
Right.
Okay, different things that he was doing way back in the day.
And you and I were just talking about this, and you hadn't heard of it either. The bank pass was one of Nelly's ideas that never materialized in a game, but they practiced it. I think in Milwaukee this was, where instead of just skipping it across from the right wing to the left wing, you would bank a pass over to your teammate.
Crazy.
So crazy it didn't work. Nelly became frustrated because guys would miss the backboard, they'd hit the rim, and it wouldn't, the angles were all wrong. Interesting idea, though, that I think you could, and sometimes I guess you can see it for the trailer, you know, you leave it off the backboard for them, but I'd never heard of the bank pass before.
Heard of the accidental bank pass.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous.
Or maybe the guy, you know, let's say it's a fast break and the first guy down leaves it off the backboard for the trailer.
Right.
Who's going to dunk it? That's technically a bank pass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Nelly was talking about.
So, yeah, that's within 10 seconds.
And sometimes I guess you can see it for the trailer, you know, you leave it off the backboard for him, but. I'd never heard of the bank pass before.
Right there.
Heard of the accidental bank pass.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous.
Or maybe the guy, you know, let's say it's a fast break and the first guy down leaves it off the backboard for the trailer.
Right.
Who's going to dunk it? That's technically a bank pass.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no time. Junior is not looking through tweets or emails, right? He's actually sitting right there engaged in the conversation.
That's awesome. I like prefacing it with, or maybe.
Well, maybe it is something different.
Here's a whole different look at this approach.
We played this the other day, but we'll replay it because he's doing this all playoffs long. Reggie Miller. Not listening to Marv Albert. Oddly enough, they're talking about Don Nelson, too.
I mentioned earlier celebrating his 32nd birthday today, which brings me to a happy 79th to Don Nelson, the one-time Milwaukee Buck head coach who was somewhere in Hawaii, let's say, very relaxed.
And former coach of this Bucks team as well.
That's what he used to wear, the fish ties and the gym shoes.
Yeah, we had problems with him.
Yeah.
Like I just said.
Literally just said. But then that's, and he kind of went into that one too, Jake, and former bus coach as well. Well, no. That's what I just brought up, is the fact that he was former Bucks coach. I haven't heard this one yet, but Jake says you're going to like it a lot, Jenks. He said, this is again Reggie Miller. Now, this is game two. Different, two totally different games.
Let me tell you this, too. There's a graphic on the screen. You know, so they're talking about guys who have achieved 50, 40, 90 from, you know, from the field, from the,
right.
From the line, and from three. So the graphic is up there with all the names.
Earlier, we were talking about that exclusive 50, 40, 90 club. Malcolm Brogdon is a member. You see the group. Larry Bird. Followed by the name of Reggie Miller, Mark Price, Steve Nash did it, what, four times? Dirk Nowitzki, Kevin Durant, Steph Curry did it a couple of times.
I believe Curry's done it a couple of times as well.
Said that.
Well, no, you said that Steve Nash did it.
And I said Steph Curry twice.
So you showed me the handshake.
I was trying to show you the handshake.
Okay,
the other guys are going to kill me.
Okay,
you tell
that.
You.
Reggie got so wrapped up in what was taking place that he's not even listening. Reggie goes to monthly meetings.
I think that might be an alcoholism joke.
So what did he say? Let me.
Reggie goes to monthly meetings.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
You do lose memory.
Oh, that's hilarious.
But the plus, I go to monthly meetings.
Yeah. Before I play that one again,
it's word for word.
All right. Let's see here.
Earlier, we were talking about that exclusive 50, 40, 90 club. Malcolm Brogdon is a member. You see the group. Larry Bird, fellow by the name of Reggie Miller, Mark Price, Steve Nash did it, what, four times? Dirk Nowitzki, Kevin Durant, Steph Curry did it a couple of times.
I believe Curry's done it a couple times as well.
Yes, I just said that.
Steve Nash did it.
And I said Steph Curry twice.
See, show me the handshake.
Then he's defiant.
He doubles down.
He's
so
defiant.
Great.
No.
Here's what you said, Marv.
All right. Just said that.
Now, this makes us, apparently, there are some who are saying this rivals one of the best ever. What is this situation? Aaron Taylor not listening.
This is the one that I think that started it all. This was
with John Saunders, I think.
Okay.
In fact, hold on.
This, I believe this is the exact same halftime show as
Kirk. Stay safe.
Remember they were talking to a soldier in Kirk?
Yes.
Yeah.
Here with Craig and Aaron coming up on the Bobbling Halftime Show. We're going to take a look at other scores and highlights, including a bad day for the Big Ten. They're trying to avoid that here. Michigan losing, Iowa losing.
Yeah, they are. And we're going to see if it's going to be another bad day for the Big Ten since Iowa and Michigan lost.
Yes.
Change the order, at least. It wasn't word for
and
word.
Not only are we going to look at the bad day with Michigan losing and Iowa losing, but we're also going to check out that bad day in the Big Ten because of Iowa and Michigan losing.
Perfect. And stuck the landing. Not even listening, Dan. That's wonderful.
Yeah, Andy stuck the landing.
Yes, as I just said.
Boy, is that the best one? Brad?
That's not a not listening, though. That's just possibly the best piece of audio.
Yes, ever. As I just said.
Well, yeah, I guess it is a not listening.
I think it was. I think it was. It was also...
So that wasn't the...
No.
No.
That wasn't Sam Pelesco's punt?
This is flag...
I mean,
This is flag on the field. There's a flag on the field.
Go ahead.
All right, go ahead.
Taylor smacks it. End over end, and Nick Miller will run it out from the two with a free agent from Southern Utah. Flag is down as he gets to the 30.
It's a flag on the play.
Yes, as I just said, the flag is down against the Oakland Raiders.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Man.
Yep. Where I get my Mickey, yep.
It's your Mizzou.
Yep.
You ever dress down Christy like that?
Boy, how about that?
I don't
that?
Think he'd do that to Christy.
How about?
Yes, as I just said.
Yep.
How about Missouri on Missouri crime right there?
Ooh.
All right, yep. It's 208. It's Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Those are the only two people I know that live in Missouri.
Let's meet Toronto Raptors superfan number one
here.
Next.